This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with Paolo Drusi. And Paolo, you live in Milton Street. You have a most beautiful view of Holyrood Park. Is this the best view in Edinburgh?
I believe it is. Yeah, I really love it, and I've been loving it for the last 17 years.
But you have a couple of problems living here, you and your neighbours, and particularly we're recording this on the 30th of December when you're not quite looking forward to the events here at Getting On for Midnight tonight. So tell me a little about what's going on here.
Well, basically, as I said, I've been living here for 17 years. And over the years, I've seen an increased amount of events taking place here in the parade ground, the flat grassy bit behind Holyrood Palace, which is right outside our windows. And the events take place mainly over the weekends, which is when people are supposed to have a little rest. And they started also doing sound checks very early in the morning, as early as 6 a.m., very loud with big PA systems. So we started to have a real issue because of the increased number of... I mean, if it was like one off or, I don't know, six events a year, it would be absolutely fine. But it started to be more than every weekend.
So how many events do you think there have been in the park
any one year? In 2017... admission on an email by History Scotland, there have been 58 events, and I like to remind that there are only 52 weeks in a year, so more than one a week.
What kind of events have taken place here?
It's all kind of events, and I like to stress on the fact that the local residents are absolutely not against the events themselves. We are just believing that they should be organized, keeping in mind that the fact that there is a quite high number of people living here. It can be charity, it can be sport events, big marathons, quite a lot actually of sport events, cross-country marathons, this kind of stuff.
You had a kilt walk here, didn't you?
Kilt walk, moonlight walk, there are plenty of events.
Yeah. And so today on the 30th of December, you're going to have the torchlight procession will end here in Holyrood Park tonight. It seems from the literature that you and other residents here have been given that the dismantling will have already finished by midnight. Is that what's happened in the past?
No, absolutely not, because last year the dismantling of the stage took place, I think it finished around 2:50 a.m. and it's a big, heavy structure with a lot of metal poles that are going to get banged and moved around. And the noise was really loud.
The leaflet that you've had through your door is the only communication really you've had from Underbelly?
Actually, this leaflet, I picked it up myself from the Rangers Educational Centre because Underbelly was supposed to send to all the residents a communication about the event with the schedule, who to phone to in case of problems. There are also issues with the disposal of the torches. On the first year they organised this, basically they didn't prepare the beams where to dispose the torches, and we had a big problem, environmental and safety problems, because all the torches were disposed in the council beams, and you can imagine the mess. They were completely covered with basically smoking torches, so that has been a big problem.
So there's a couple of problems then. One is the noise issue, and the noise can go on after midnight. And have you contacted the council about that?
Yeah, I contacted the council in several occasions, and all they say is that they don't have any jurisdiction on the park because it's a royal park. And the only role that the council can have on the whole organization of the events is just as consultants.
Who else can you complain to then?
Well, that's the problem. We are trying to complain a lot with History Scotland, who is the management of the events, but their response is very disappointing because they keep telling us that they are doing all they can, but it's years and years that the issues, especially with the loud noise, it's keep occurring. So they're really not addressing the problem.
So a couple of things have improved because the stage has been moved into a slightly better location away from the houses. Yeah. Lorries are no longer loaded and unloaded literally right outside your window. Yeah. That takes place in the car park just over by Holyrood Palace. Is there anything else which has improved over the last couple of years, or what could they do to improve it now?
Well, I can see that they are trying to make an effort also to keep the levels down, but we had the issue with the end of the climate walk, climate demo, which ended up here in the park, and basically they loaded the two massive speakers on cranes pointing straight at the houses. And to do the sound check, they played a whole album of a local rock band for the whole morning. So you can imagine that I work from home. I couldn't make a phone call. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't listen to the radio. I couldn't do anything.
But what could Historic Scotland do now then? Would you like to engage in a conversation with them, or could you just make some suggestions for them?
Yeah, our suggestion is very simple, is if you allow event organizers to have PA systems, very powerful, usually PA systems, you need to make sure that there are very clear guidelines about the level of noise, about the direction of the speakers, about the management of the people. And I didn't mention that every time that there is an event, especially large-scale event, there is a whole chaos of road closure, parking issues. So these events, increase of the scale and number of events, is also impacting the local community from that point of view. Luckily, we have the involvement of our local MP, Tommy Shepherd, who sent a letter to the head of Historic Scotland saying that high level of noise at unsociable hours should be avoided at any cost. In a way, I really appreciate his involvement, but I feel that there is much more to do, because it is not just about the range of hours that the events operate, but it's also about the level of noise that they generate.
You can read the full length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.